Penguin Audio presents The Shawshank Redemption by Stephen King, read by Frank Muller.
There's a guy like me in every state and federal prison in America, I guess. I'm the guy who can get it for you. Tailor-made cigarettes, bag of reefer, if you're partial to that, bottle of brandy to celebrate your son or daughter's high school graduation, or almost anything else. Within reason, that is. It wasn't always that way. I came to Shawshank when I was just 20, and I am one of the few people in our happy little family willing to own up to what they did. I committed murder. I put a large insurance policy on my wife, who was 3 years older than I was, and then I fixed the brakes of the Chevrolet coupe her father had given us as a wedding present. It worked out exactly as I had planned. Except I hadn't planned on her stopping to pick up the neighbor woman and the neighbor woman's infant son on their way down Castle Hill and into town. The brakes let go, and the car crashed through the bushes at the edge of the town common, gathering speed. Bystanders said it must have been doing 50 or better when it hit the base of the Civil War statue and burst into flames. I also hadn't planned on getting caught, but caught I was. I got a season's pass into this place. Maine has no death penalty, but the district attorney saw to it that I was tried for all three deaths and given three life sentences to run one after the other. That fixed up any chance of parole I might have for a long, long time. The judge called what I had done a hideous, heinous crime. And it was, but it is also...